Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Yevamais Nun Beis. We are holding right on top, actually, a couple of lines left, a couple of words left on an Aleph and Beis on the bottom. Keitzar Asam Mamar V'chulu. Okay, getting back to the Mishnah, which started off with a machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim pertaining to duplicating a process. Rabban Gamliel says you can't duplicate, you can't do get to one Yevama and follow that by another get with another Yevama. Get is get, that's it, it's done. The power of get has been used up. Same with a double mamar. You can't apply a mamar after another mamar. Chachamim disagree. Okay, that's the first item in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues to describe varietization. You varietize. You do a mamar and then a get, or get and then a mamar. And what is the proper approach throughout all those cases? Kate said, Usser mamar. He did a mamar followed by something else, a get, etc. And it sounds like the Ketzad and the illustrations going forward is actually referring back, relating back to the first item in the Mishnah where he duplicated. Hai get achar getu? Is this an illustration? Are we trying to demonstrate a get followed by a get, which was the first item in the Mishnah? We're actually not doing that. We're going on to different cases. Mamar followed by a get. We're alternating between different processes. We're not duplicating. Yeah, says the Gemara, you're right. We're actually not going back to that first item where it was a perfect duplication. No. Amar of Yehuda, Achika Amar. The Mishnah means like this. That first topic of discussion, get achar get, or umamar achar mamar, kedamaran. That can be illustrated, as we learned yesterday in a Braisa, Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, how that works out. That's not what we're going to discuss. Right? You have two Yevamos, and you do a get to one and a get to the other. That's been discussed in the Aleph in a different price. We're not going into that right now. Rather, when the Mishnah continues with the words Ketzad Asa Mamar, we're switching tracks. We're going over to Yavam Echad Vivam Achas Ketzad at Mitzvah Satarasan. If you have one Yavam with one Yevama, you're not trying to duplicate anything. It would be impossible. One Yavam can't do a get and another get to the same Yevama. Actually, we're switching tracks. We're going to try to varietize. We're going to speak about two different types of processes that were applied. The mamar followed by a get, etc. How does that work? How do we address that? Oh, so mamar bivimta evinasn laget. So it's richa him and chalitza. We need a chalitza to address her zika. V'chulu v'chulu, so on and so forth. And the Mishnah goes on to a case where it was asa mamar u'baal. So he did the mamar, which is sort of a kiddushin done to a yevama, which according to most shittos is only the rabbanon because it's reminiscent of bia and therefore it's treated as such. So he did a sort of a kiddushin, a mamar, and then proceeded with bila. Harezu kimitzvah. So that's the appropriate process. That's the ideal. That's the optimal way of doing yibum. First you mekadosher, and then you live with her as married. Leima mesayei leil Rav Huna. It would seem to be a support to Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna, mitzvah yivama. What's the ideal way of approaching yivama is mikadesh, first kiddushin, vachkach boyal, then afterwards yivam. Is the Mishnah actually supporting that shita? Not necessarily. Ema, we can say, avzeki mitzvah. Don't have to do it that way, but if you do it in this manner, it's also acceptable. Well, pshita, of course, why not? If yivam on its own works, why would I think that if he preceded the Yibam with a Kedushin, it should not work? Why would it not work? There's a reason for it. You know why? Sakadai techamina. There would be room to think, given the Amar Ma, since we learned back in the Chavtes, Ha'isar Mamar B'Yivimta, if one applies Mamar to his Yivama, something does happen. It changes. It slightly changes her status. Parcha himenu zikas Yivama, we treated to some extent, as though the zika of Yibum sort of dissipated. V'chala olav zikas arusin nesuin, and going forward, we treat her almost like a regular isha who is engaged and gets married. He chose to take a conventional route with the Yevamah. He did Kiddushin, which isn't something necessary for Yevamah. The Gemara there speaks pertaining to the need to have a chuppah, etc. So we see that perhaps Mamar does disrupt the Zika of Yevam. A Malav Mitzvah Ka'avet, perhaps. If he goes and does a Mamar first, he's going to disrupt the Mitzvah, and it's no longer a Mitzvah Yevam, or at least interferes somewhat with the Mitzvah. Kamashmon, the Chiddush is no. Even if he does a Mamar followed by a Via, it's perfectly fine. Gufa, let's go back to Amar of Huna, which is Mitzvah Yevam, and what's the ideal way of doing Yevam? Mekadesh v'achach boil, first kiddushin, then followed by boil. Bim baal v'asa mamar kana, if he reversed it, first baal and then mamar, he is kaina. Asks the Gemara, isn't that pashut? Im baal v'asa mamar, pshita da hokanya b'bia, he already did bia, it's over. The kinyan is done. Why would I think that the mamar that follows the bia can disrupt it? What's the point of mentioning this? Ella ema, rather he meant like this. In baal beloy mamar kana, although according to Rav Huna, you're meant to start with mamar and follow with baal. But if you fail to do the mamar before the baal, you're also kaina. So although it's not recommended according to Rav Huna, ideally it should be mamar followed by baal. But even if he leaves out the mamar, he's kaina. About Tanya. Is that so? But listen to this brisa, which says, like makas mardus. Like it, Atani like it. Stop. Brisa says he gets malchus. If he's bald without mama, and malchus typically means minatera, which sounds like he was over an isser. And you're telling me it's fine, he's kinda? Answers the Gemara, no! Like it doesn't mean minatera. He wasn't over isser minatera, rather makas mardus. Rabbanan are going to give him makas, lashes. Mardus, Rashi says, redo it, to set him straight as a punishment. It's midrabbanan. Why? What's wrong with this fellow? What did he do wrong? He did the Yibam. Answer is, don't jump into it right away. Do it in a respectable, dignified manner. The Rav Manged, Rav would give makas midrabbanan in the following many cases. Cases where individuals acted inappropriately. Manda Makadosh Babia. If one approaches an Isha and initiates his Kedushin through Bia, although we know that an Isha can be acquired through Keser Shtaru Bia, it's inappropriate. You don't start off your relationship like that. Umanda Makadosh Bashuka, or if one chooses to apply Kedushin somewhere in the street, even with Kesef or Shtar, it's Zilzil, it's Pritza, says Rashi. Umanda Makadosh Bashiducha, he does Kedushin without, you know, a pre-arrangement, it just goes straight into Kedushin without prior discussion and deliberation. Umandu mevatel gita. Likewise, if a person issues a get, and then he runs to some edim or bezin, and he nullifies the get, nobody knows about it, and his wife is going to go get married, and there's going to be mamzerim. Totally inappropriate, not a place. Umandu masar meidah gita. Or if a person makes a pre-declaration before he gives a get, he walks over to some edim and he says, look, I'm going to be forced to give a get. I am right now declaring that the upcoming get is null and void. Null and void. He's causing a great pitfall, a great mirshal, because they'll assume the get is valid and his wife will marry and it's going to be mamzer. So he gets makas mardus. Uman de pakir shlicha de rabban, person who acts disrespectfully to a shliach of the rabbanon, the shliach of bezdin. Uman de shoy shamta de rabbanon leit losin yoimin. V'loy osi lebe dina. V'tabal shamta, a fellow who's been placed in chirim. It's already 30 days. V'loy osi lebe dina. He fails to come to the bezdin. V'tabal shamta, to have his chirim removed. He's showing total disregard and disrespect for the power and the honor of the bezdin. And finally, val chasna de doir bevechamui. He would give malchus to a son-in-law who resides in the home of his mother-in-law. The Gemara Kedushin says that there's a special affection between mother-in-law and son-in-law. Therefore, it's a risky situation. It says the Gemara, the doir in, we're only concerned that a person residing in that situation, the chalef lebe, just passes by the mother-in-law's home. That doesn't pose any concern. Vahu, there was this fellow, the chalev, above the bechamui. He just passed by the doorway, the home of his mother-in-law. V'nagde Rav Sheshes, and he got malchus from Rav Sheshes. Receiving that poses a concern. Oh, that's an exception. Ahu, in that case, meidam havadai michamse. That fellow was chashud, says Rashi. Meidam havadai michamse. They were already involved in some inappropriate behavior, and there was a chashad, there was a strong suspicion that any further interaction might lead to inappropriate behavior, and therefore, he was meant to keep far, far away. Now, Hardoi Amri, they disagree. They say, look, shorten the list. Bekulu loyman gid Rav. In all these cases, Rav would not apply Malkus. Only in certain extreme cases. Elo, only lemakadosh v'bia u'beloy shiduchi. One does kiddushin through bia. Plus, there was no shiduch there. There was no prearrangement there. So that's a double deficiency. And therefore, over there, it was considered true pritzus. Some say that according to Nardoi, Malkus would be applied by Kiddushin Babiya even with prearrangement because, once again, it's grossly inappropriate. Okay, Tana Rabban. Keitzad Mamar. We speak about Mamar applied to a Yevama. How do you go about doing Mamar? Nosin LaKesef, Eshev HaKesef. Very simple. He gives her money or something worth, a pruta, and he tells her. Rashi says, "V'amar lo iskachili b'mamar yivam." He tells her, "Look, I want to be mekadesh you through mamar of yivam." Ubishtar keitzad. Suppose he chooses to use a shtar for kiddushin. In this case, how do you do it? Bishtar keitzad. Rimin how? Kedamar, as we just explained, meaning just as kesef used for mamar would follow ordinary kiddushin guidelines. Likewise, we assume that if he chooses to use a shtar, it would also follow the same track as a regular shtar kiddushin, which we discussed in the kiddushin, how to do it. Kedamaron kasev la'alon yar. He takes a piece of paper and writes on it, or elacheros on a piece of pottery. Ava b'she'im b'shev prut, even though it's not worth anything, he can write on this item and say hareyat mekudesh asli. He records these words, and that's a shtar kiddushin. So what do you mean? What do you mean keitzad? We know how a shtar kiddushin works. Amar abaya chika amar. He meant like this: shtar ksubas yivam keitzad. How does the Yavam compose a shtar ksuva when he does Yavam? What type of text is recorded on that shtar? Kasavla, he writes to her like this. Ano plenty by plenty, myself, Ruvain ben Getzel, kibilis yas plenis yivimti alai. I am now bimakavala myself, I'm accepting upon myself, I'm committing myself to support this Yivam, a lozen, to feed her, a lafarnas, a karoi, to support her properly. Ubulvad with one exception. Shetek suvasa. Al nixi bala rishon. If it should come to that point that she needs her ksuba money upon getting divorced or upon getting widowed, what does she collect from? Her former husband's estate. Right, the Gemara back in the Aflam test, Rashi brings it here. The Gemara explains, Isha hiknu lo min ha-shamayim. Keep in mind, it's not his choice. It's not his personal wife. He's taking over the Isha that Hashem gives him min ha-shamayim. It's his obligation to look after his brother's family. So at least that, he gets that break. Ksuva comes from his brother's estate. V'yiles lo merishon. Let's say there's no estate there. Tekinu lo rabbanu mesheni chacham, of course, obligated the next husband to supply the ksuba money. Why? Kedei. It shouldn't be light in his eyes. Okay, just get rid of her. No. Proper relationship in the Torah. A Torah, true relationship, is based on commitment. Is rooted in responsibility. Looking after the other person. That's a proper relationship. That's a proper marriage. We don't want just in and out. It needs to be a monetary commitment. An achrayis of mamon to solidify that marriage. So either she collects from Reuven, or if there's nothing available, Shimon is now responsible for the ksuba payout. So we discussed mamar by Yevama. What about get? Which, as we learned a couple of days ago, chacham u'mesaken, since get is too similar to chalitza, get also has an effect and would disqualify the Yevama from Yibam if issued by the Yevam. boy min ha'abayim rabba, nosn lo get. So Yavam issues a get to the Yavam. V'omar, he says, look, he's playing games. V'omar, harei at mugureshe semeni. Listen to this deal. You are mugurish from me. Well, we're separating. But I don't want you to marry anybody else. You're this kind-hearted fellow. V'yat muteres l'chalodim. You can't marry anybody else. Now, how do we treat this get? You see, typically, such a get doesn't really work. It's not a get. It disqualifies it from marrying a kohen. To that extent, we treat it like a get, but it's not really a proper get. What about get to a yevama? Which is really, it's only derabbanan because it resembles chalitza. How do we treat this type of get? Does it have to be similar to a regular get? Or even this type of flimsy get needs to be reckoned with? It says the Gemara, get yevama derabbanan hu. We know that a get given to yevama is only derabbanan. So let's think. Do we say get the mahani beishas ish, mahani b'yivam, only a proper get which is considered valid, pertaining to an ordinary ishas ish, only that type of get works by yivam and disqualifies it from yivam. But get the le mahani beishas ish, a get which is useless when it comes to an ordinary ishas ish, such as this one, lo mahani b'yivam has no value by yivam as well, that's one side of the equation. A demo, perhaps you can say, asi lachlufe begita, the whole point is that it might lead to confusion. Well, here also, it might lead to the next Yavama ignoring the get given to her, even when it was a proper get. So, which way is it? Amalei, Rabbi responds, yeah, that's a valid concern. Chashinon dilma asa lachlufi begita, even this type of flimsy get needs to be reckoned with, because it might lead to us ignoring a get given to a different Yavama, where that get is a proper get, and we might ignore it as well. So therefore we say, look, any get given to a Yavama has to be reckoned with. Maskevlo Rabba Bar Chanan. How could we say that? Anything which resembles a get. Elami ata yavlo niyar ba'am. Suppose he gives us just a blank piece of paper. Achanami the pasla, you're going to say she's pasla for Yavam? Because it looks like a get? Amarli, he says no. Big difference. Ha'asam le pasla b'kuhuna. A blank piece of paper given to a regular ishas ish does not have any effect on her. She's not a grusha to any extent. She can marry a kohen later on. Has no value. So of course, by a yivama as well. Keep in mind, a get given with this type of stipulation, we're separated, but you can't marry somebody else. It has some effect with respect to her ability to go marry a kohen. She's considered a grusha to that extent. The sanya, v'isha grusha me'isha, an isha who's divorced from her husband, of course from her husband. What's the extra word me'isha? Lo yikachu, don't, a kohen can't marry. What is me'isha? To tell you, afilu l'nisgash ela me'isha. Even if she's only separated from her husband, the gerushin was just meant for that. It was not meant to allow her to go marry somebody else. So this type of ket that we're speaking about, lo yikachu, a kohen cannot marry this isha. She's considered tainted with respect to a kohen, vainu reyach haget shepoisel b'kuhuna. This is the lashon reyach haget that we discuss in Gittin. It smells of a get. It has some get elements within it. It's enough to be poisel for kuhuna. Since it has some weight, some value, somewhere in the Torah, when it's given to a yevama, we have to reckon with it. Amar Rabbi Barcham, here comes another shayla. Get related shayla. Hari Amru. You see, Chachamim tell us, Amar Echad Lavzer. This fellow approaches his local sefer, and he says, look, Ksev get la Rusasi. I'm engaged to Rachel. Write a get for her. Not to give it now, but Likish Ekonsena Egarshena. See what this fellow is plotting? I'm making a get now with a plan to use it after I marry her. I want to marry her and then divorce her. How is a get? The get is valid. Meaning, if he's going to use it later, it works. Why? In fact, it's even now. In a state of erusin, not to be confused with today's engagement, it means a real kedushin, erusin with a kesef or a shtar, she is technically an eshes ish. Now, today we do it together, the erusin and the suin, we do right under the chuppah, 10 minutes apart. So it's after the erusin, before Nisun. he wants to separate, he needs a get. So in his current state of affairs, this get is something useful, something which has potential use. Therefore, you can write it now, even though he only plans at using it later after he marries her. As opposed to Uli Isha Ba'am Ein Get. You can't do the same with an ordinary Isha. An Isha who he had not yet married. You can't say, look, I'm going to write a get for Rachel to use it after I marry her and divorce her. He was not yet Mekadosh her. He has no relationship with her. You can't make a get for that Isha. Because it's not within his ability to do gerushin to this Isha. So you can't write a get directed at an Isha who he can't be Megarish. Right? Common sense. Boy Rami Barcham. Here comes a shayla. Liyivim Taimau. What about writing a get directed at Ziyivama? So Rachel falls Liyivim. Shimon the Yavam had not yet done anything. Nothing. All we have is a Zika. She's bound to him. She's tied to him. Zika Ziyivim. Can he write a get Almanas to use it later on? Shall we say Kivan Dagidabe, since she's bound to him? She's his Zivama. Karusasa Damya, we treat it like an Arusa, in which case get has room. There's room for get. There's some sort of bond here that the get can be written. That the get can relate to, even though it's going to be used later. Idil Makivan Loy Ovad Ba Mamar Loy. Or perhaps since all we have is the Zika, there was no actual Kiddushin or Mamar done, so the get can't relate to anything. And the way Tosis learns the Gemara, he's going to write the get now. Do Mamar and use this get after Mamar. Can it work? Can it remove the Mamar? Shall we say, well, even before Mamar, there was an Agida, there's a connection, therefore the get can relate to that story. Or shall we say, no, it's still pre-Mamar. There's no actual, tangible Kiddushin done, and therefore there's no room for get. The get at this point is worthless. Take it, we leave it, we let it stand, we have no conclusion. Boy Rav Chananya, here comes question number 3 regarding a get to Yavama. Kosav get lezi kosav, loy lamamar, listen to this lambda. He's a Yavam. And he did Mamar. He's passed Mamar. He writes a get. But he stipulates, look, this is the get pertaining to her Zika. It's directed at the Zika Sivum. Not pertaining to the Mamar. It's not going to be directed at what I did. Or the other way around. Le Mamar believes the Kasei. Mao. He says, look, this get is directed at the Mamar that I did with her, but not pertaining to the Iker Zika. How do we treat this get? Shall we say, Mamar Ilui Zika Karami? How does Mamar work in the first place? It builds on top of the Zika. The Yavama falls, she's Zakuk. And Chachamu Mesakin, that Mamar can be applied. Mamar has an effect. It means that the Mamar solidifies, it reinforces the Zika. And therefore, when he goes and writes a get and says, look, the get is only directed against the Mamar, not against the Zika, or against the Zika, not the Mamar, he's pretty much addressing only half the Isha. Mamar and Zika now bundled together, enwrapped with each other. Okay? There's no separation. They both feed off each other and reinforce each other. It's as though he's divorcing half an Isha. It doesn't work. It's worthless. Or shall we say, the Zika stands alone. The Mamar stands independently alone. There are two separate factors here. And the Get can address one, not the other. So that's interesting, Shiloh. Does the Get work in this case or not? Asks the Gemara, what's the Shiloh? Of course, each one stands independent. V'tifshele mid the Rava. Why can't he bring a right from Rava who tells us, Tama Rava, Nosan get l'mamaroi, Hutra tzarasa. You may remember, back in Daflam Beis, in that very difficult parak, Abba Achen, we had a Mishnah there with three brothers. Right? Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Reuben passes on. Rachel falls to Shimon, who does mamar with Rachel. He has his own wife as well. And then Shimon passes on. Levi's faced with Rachel and Leah. Rabbanan tell us, so Rachel can't have Yibam because she has Zika Shnei Yivam, and she's coming from two brothers. She's Reuben's widow, and really also Shimon's widow because of that mamar that she had with Shimon. But, says Rava, let's say Shimon, after doing mamar to Rachel, issues a get. By doing so, he removes the effect of the mamar. He deletes the mamar. Nasan get l'mamari, hutra tzarasa. In that case, we ignore the mamar. It's as though there was no mamar done. And the tzara is mutter. The Gemara has a whole, Rashi, the Gemara there has a whole sugi explaining why only the tzara becomes mutter. Okay, it's a long discussion, but bottom line is, we see from that sugi that by Shimon, applying a get to simply address the mamar that he did, that is sufficient. That removes his mamar, and now she goes back to where she was to begin with. The Zika from the fact that Reuven passed away, she's coming from Reuven, and we allow her, we consider her a Yavama. We remove the mamar aspect, and the Zika is still standing. So clearly the Zika and the mamar are unrelated, unconnected. Each one is considered, an independent entity. So what's the shiloh over here? This fellow gave a get, directed at the imam, or not at the ziko, or the other. Of course it works. Each one is a totally independent entity. So I think, well, you're right. The Rava pshitale. It's clear that Rava had a clarity in this. According to Rava, each thing stands independently. The Rav Chanina Mabayle. However, Rav Chanina was unsure, and therefore he asked our shiloh. Rav Chanani Mabayle. Mai, what's the halacha in our case? Teiku, we leave it unresolved. Continues the Gemara, Cholatz v'asa mamar. So going back to the Mishnah. This fellow did a chalitza, and then followed through with a mamar. So what does the Mishnah say? That the mamar has no value, because ein acha chalitza klum. Right? Chalitza is the final word. Can't do kedushin after chalitza. Why? Because once she is a chalutza, she's a chayav elavim. Yavim can't interact with a chalutza; it's a lav, and therefore kedushin, or let's call it mamar, which is a form of kedushin, does not take hold. Who's speaking? Who holds that kedushin cannot be applied to a chayav elavim? That's Rebbe Akiva. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Zu Divrei Rebbe Akiva. This is Rebbe Akiva speaking. The Amar. And kedushin toifsin mechayav elavin. Kedushin has no hold, has no effect in a chayav elavin situation. Avol chachamim, but remember, there's a chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Kiva. They hold the eish acha chalitza klum, even after chalitza mamar, will take effect because they hold that kedushin is toifes by chayav elavin. Asks the Gemara, how can you say this? How can you say we're following Rabbi Kiva? How can you establish this Mishnah in accordance with Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Look back at the Reish of the Mishnah, where we learned. Nosan get. Vasamamar. He applied a get to the Yivama and then followed with Mamar. What does the Mishnah say? You have to address the Mamar by giving a get, and then you have to do Chalitza to address the Zika, which is still there. Right? The Zika seems to be still intact and unaffected by the get, even though the get really disqualifies her from Yibum. Right? So again, he did a get and a mamar. Tzricha get v'chalitza. First, they get to remove the mamar, and then chalitza to address the Zika, which is still standing. Be Rabbi Akiva. If it's Rabbi Akiva speaking, why would he need chalitza? There's no more Zika. Once you do a get, she becomes usherly Yibum. Zika's over. Kivan the Yavla get. Me mahani ba mamar. Once he do a get, why would mamar have any say in the matter? Well, Tanya, we have a brisa. Where Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a manayin leisin get leivimtei. Shenesru Olav Olamas. How do we know that? By issuing a get to a Yevam, she becomes Aser. No more Yevam. Shenemar La Yuchal Bala HaRishon Asho Shilcha. This is actually a pasuk by a regular Isha. After a get, and she goes and remarries, you can't take her back. Asher shulcha, extra words, we learn from there, acha shiluach, that in some cases, one may not remarry even after simply divorcing. How can that be? That can't apply ordinarily. Rather, we're speaking about a yivam, a unique situation. A yavam divorces his yivam with a get, no chalitza, a get, he can't take her back. Clearly, there's a lav. And if it's a lav, then mamar wouldn't work. So why does the Mishnah say that get followed by mamar, which is a form of kedushin, mamar has to be removed, revoked, because it's teifes. What do you mean? Kedushin is not teifes by a isha. A yivama who had a get, she's a lav, chayav a lav. Amar Rav Ashi, it's not menat Torah. This concept that a get affects a yivama, of course, it's only midrash bonon. It doesn't make her chayav a lavin. Get yivamin midrash bonon, as we explained, because it's similar to chalitza. Now, although we had a pasuk, across machta ba'am. This pasuk is just a support and a smachta, sort of a remez to the din midrash bonon. But of course, even after get, she's still a yivama. It's only a rabbinic disqualification. And therefore, even in this case, Kedushin can be teifes even according to Rav Akiva, and therefore you have to address that mamar done after the get, by way of a get. Another get after the mamar. Tani Nam Yochi. We're going to support this whole sugi with a brayse. Amar Rabbi, Ein advar malolo amurim elal dir Rav Akiva. This halacha in the Mishnah that chalitza has the final say. Chalitza closes the door. Mamar, after Chalitza is worthless, that's only Rabbi Akiva speaking. Shaya oisa chalitza ke erva. He treated a chalitza, who now becomes a chayov elavin like a regular erva, like a isha who has kares. Kedushin doesn't work. Aval chachamim aimrim. Chachamim disagree. They hold yesh achar chalitza klum. Even following Chalitza, mamar can't take hold, can't take effect, because although she's aser, chalitza may not marry the yavam, is a lav. Right, lo yivne, right? Kivin shabana shuv, kivin shaloi bana shuv lo yivne. The lav, right? Actually, lo yivne beis achim. But kedushin done afterwards is teifis, just like kedushin which is teifis by any isha who's a chayav lav. So Rabbi Akiva says nothing doing. Chacham say kedushin is teifis. Here comes the third sheet. Vani oimer. My personal opinion is it depends. Classic Gemara. Yes, no, it depends. Hey, Masai, when do we say that Kedushin is valid, even in this case? Bizman shekitcha l'shem ishus. If when he was Mekadosh the Isha, the Chalutza, he had in mind ordinary Kedushin. Rashi says, b'Kedushim gemurim, v'loi b'mamar yivam. The vada Kedushin teisim chayev elav. I'm reading from the Rashi on the left side. Right? He's doing a proper Kedushin, not a mamar yivam. In that case, of course, Kedushin is Teifes by Chayev Elavin, by Chalutz. Aval continues the Gemara. Kitcho l'shum Yavmus. When he's Mekadosh the Chalutza, he has in mind, I'm doing it to help my deceased brother. I'm doing it l'shem Yavmus. I want to continue his legacy. In that case, it's like a toas, says Rashi. Ein acha Chalitza klum. It's already after. It's over. You lost your chance. Says Rashi on the left side, about 3-4 lines down. Aval kitcho l'shem yavmus. Ein on kedushin. Doesn't count. Sharei ein kan tzad yivam. Yivam is no longer an option. It's no longer on the table. V'havu lu kedushin tos. It's a mistaken kedushin. Tani Yiduch, says the Gemara, we have another brisa, which contains the same achlokes between Chachamim, who say it works, and Rabbi says, who says, well, it depends. Hachayus leave him to after chalitza. He goes ahead and does kedushin. V'chazer v'kitch. Rabbi Aymar depends. Im kitch alushim ishus. Then it's a proper kedushin. Tzrichem menu get. You have to address the kedushin through a get. But lushum yabmus. If he had yibam in mind, ain't tzrichem menu get. That kedushin is a kedushin tos, and does not have to be revoked by way of a get. That she does, Rabbi. Right? Depends. The Chacham, Aimrim, they disagree. They say in all cases it works. Ben Shekitcha L'Shem Ishus, Ben Shekitcha L'Shem Yadmus. The condition takes hold, takes effect. Tzricha Heimenu Get. Okay, now how do we explain this machlekes? L'Chairam, the Chachamim's tain is a strong tain. Look, it's a kedushin. What's the difference? What he had in mind? Amar Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe. How do we understand Rebbe? So the Gemara will go on to give us no less than 6 possible explanations to this machlekes. Most of it we'll do tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. We'll get to, I think, 2 today. Amar Rav Yosef, my time with the Rebbe. How do we understand Rebbe's sheet? That if it's a l'shem yamos, it doesn't work. The fact is, he did a kedushin. This fellow is plowing his field, and it turns out that he's actually a bit over the boundary. He went into the next door neighbor's field, who happened to be a ger, who passed away without any descendants, without any yershim. So it's effectively hefker, allowing anybody to come and acquire it. When he plowed the field, technically, he did a kinyan, right? He did like a chazakah, but it was unbeknownst to him. He had no clue that he was over in the ger's territory. He thought he was sitting on his field and plowing. The loy kani, there's no kinyan, it doesn't work, because he had no das to make kinyan. Here as well, if he does kedusha yivama to a non yivama, it's worthless. Amli abaye. How could you compare? Midami, awesome, let him come and have a lemikni. Sure, when he's plowing his field, he had no intention of being koine. He was trying to work his property. So of course he's not koine. Here he's trying to be mekadesh the isha. Be it as a regular isha, be it as he doesn't care why. He's trying to be mekadesh the isha. Haladamya, it must be compared to a different case, where it works. Let's compare it to the following case. Ela lo oider benichse gerze. He knows that this property belongs to a ger who passed away. He knows it's hefker, and he's trying to plow it and be kind of it. So he thought it belongs to Reuben the ger, because sover shel ger acher. So he thought it belonged to a different ger, and it turns out it's this ger. So he had no, he misidentified the field. Right? He was oider benichse gerze, because sover shel ger acheru. The kani, of course, in that case it works. The fact is, he's trying to make a kinyan, irrespective of whose field he used to be. So although this fellow is trying to be mekadesh the isha based on the fact that she was a yavama, he's trying to sort of continue his brother's life. Okay. So he's missing a fact. The fact is, he's still trying to be kind to her. Elon Rabbi, that's not a good explanation. I'll give you the pshat in Rebbe. Hacha b'mayaskinan was speaking as follows. Kigain di amarla. He's gachili b'mamar yivam. He clearly says, I want to do a mamar yivam. It's after chalitza. Zika is no longer here. That's the machlekes. Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds like this. Mamar iloy zika karami. This is similar to the Gemara we had on the top of the Amud. When the Chachamim introduced Mamar by Yevama, it was done via the following route. The Mamar reinforces the Zika. There's already a pre-existing Zika Menater. The Mamar comes and solidifies that. It makes the relationship and the bond stronger. That's the essence of Mamar. That's how it works. But in this case, when she had chalitza, v'asoy chalitza, afkata l'zika. The zika removed the chalitza, revoked the zika, it dissolved the zika. So this fellow who's claiming to do mamar yivamin to a non yivama, to a non zakuka, it's worthless. There was never such a takana. There was never such a creature in the world. Therefore, it doesn't work. Rabbanan Savri, they hold no. But Chacham introduced Mamar into the world. It was done in the following manner. It wasn't meant to reinforce Zika. No. It's a separate, unrelated procedure. Hailuchu de Koi, the Zika stands alone. Vailuchu de Koi, the Mamar stands alone. So Miikara, initially, when she was really Yavama, before Chalitza, Ilu Amrla, suppose he tells her, he's actually be Mamar Yavama. Here, here's Kedushe Mamar. Here's Kedushe Mamar Yivam. Bilaman, it doesn't work. Meaning, it's unrelated to Zika. Mamar is its own, has its own power. Hashta Nami Mahani, here as well. Even when her Zika really expired, she's after Chalitza. He can use the same term. He can follow the same process, apply the same type of Kiddushin / Mamar to be Mekadosh and Isha. This is also a way to do Kiddushin, and perhaps it would seem that it works even in a Torah, because once he does that Nusach and he follows that procedure, this is a form of Kiddushin. And it's Mekudashus. Okay, so we have two Pshatim in the Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon. Either it's a question of intent, and Rav Yosef didn't like that, Abai didn't like that. Abai's pshat is, he specifies, look, I'm doing a mamar yevamin. According to Rebbe, well, there's no Zika to work with. According to Rabbanon, mamar yevamin is unrelated to Zika. Okay, so what do we have today? So we have a yevama. So he's going to do mamar and then follow through with yibum. According to everybody, it doesn't interfere. Mamar preceding the Yibam is not something that takes away, that detracts from the Yibam. In fact, Rav Huna holds that's the preferred way of doing it. In fact, the Gemara brings that Rav would give Malkus from Rabbanon. If one jumped right into Bia, it's totally inappropriate. First, you start with a Kedushin, with a Shidduch, and proceed to the next step. So ordinarily it would be a Shidduchim to Kedushin, and over here, it seems from the Gemara that you would have to have the mamar and then the bia. How does one do mamar to a yevama? Either through kesef or through a shtar. Ksubas yevama has a little bit of a different nusach than a regular ksuba. In fact, the payout comes from her first husband's estate. We have three shilas regarding a get given to a yevama. Look, this is your get to separate from me, but you're not mutter to anybody else. That still has an effect, although typically it's not a valid get, but it has some sort of value regarding a kohen. We treat it as a get regarding Yevama as well. He writes a get with the intent of using it after Mamar. Is this get a valid get? We have a shail in the Gemara, Teku. What if he directs the get at her Zika, not at the Mamar, or at the Mamar, not the Zika? Well, according to Rava, each one stands independent of the other, and the get can be applied in this case. According to Rav Chananya, we leave it as a question mark. Okay, then we have the next shtickle here. So the Isha got Chalitza, she's now a Chalutza. Yavam cannot interact with her, there's a lav to that effect. What happens if he's Mekadosh right now? According to Rav Akiva, worthless. Kedushin is not Tefes Bachayev et Lavin, according to Chachamim. This type of Kedushin in this case, the Mamar, as the Gemara calls it, is Tefes and she needs a get. According to Rebbe, well, it depends. If it's Kedushin L'Shem Ishus, it's considered a proper Kedushin, Tzricha Menu Get. If it's the Shuv Yavmus, we ignore it. And so far, we had two explanations, Bez Hashem, which will be followed by four more explanations tomorrow. See you then. Hatzlacha Rabban, all the best to you.